Phoenix FM.
In the boardroom at Billericay Town FC with owner and joint manager Glenn Templin. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, good to see you again. It's almost 6 months to the day since we had our first chat, just before you bought the club, and you told us your plans in detail at that time, and a lot's happened. So where should we start? We'll start with the ground. There's an enormous amount of building work going on. Can you talk us through it?
Yeah. We're basically replacing stands, we're replacing seating, we're doing new concrete in, we're doing everything that basically we're improving what the existing was. We're ripping up the pitch, putting a new pitch down, and spending far too much money, to be honest. But as I've said all along, it's my plan to be a long term. So lots going on. Stands, bars, outside toilets, pitch, outside eating venues, a hell of a lot going on.
The stands have gone, really. I think they came up after the last home game at Canvey Islands, is that right?
That's right. We've ripped everything down that was existing and we're replacing with new.
And you had a meeting with the council yesterday. How did that go?
Not as well as I wished. It looks like there's could possibly be over 25,000 homes put in around the area. It's all got to go through planning and stuff, but it's something that the council are almost definitely doing. They was very honest, which I was very grateful for, but it was very disheartening. I've got a choice. Do I stop now and save my money, or do I keep going and believe that hopefully we'll be outside the barrier of where they're going to put their through roads and stuff? It looks likely we'll be inside it. But as I said to the council, I'm going to keep building, I'm going to keep investing, I believe in this club, I'm going to do it. And if in 5 years' time you do decide, or 2 years' time you do decide, and it does happen, once we've got 3,000-4,000 fans, if they can go and give Aveley a £4.5 million stadium with a few hundred fans, it's quite scary what we should be able to get. So I'm playing my money into this. I can't do the big disabled stand and stuff there, because that will need planning, and because they're going to be building it, the planning won't come forward. So I can only do improvements and stuff now within what we already had. That's the biggest headache. We're leaving the planning in. We're going to wait to see what they say, because then they can see our intentions with the club if it does ever come in to move us. And we've basically said that if you do move us, we literally want to be moved the other side of the road. We don't want to be going far. So I've got on top of this football club and trying to win leagues and dealing with certain individuals, I've now got a very heavy legal battle with solicitors over this football club. So yeah, I've got a real big headache, but I have to say thank you to the council for being so honest, telling us where we was. They didn't have to expose themselves, because it isn't done yet, but it looks very likely. So very disheartening, but at the same time, glass half empty. Oh my god, stop doing it now. You can't put no money into this club and run away. Glass half full, do what I say, keep going, keep spending, keep improving, get this club to where you said it was, and then make enough noise to go into a £5 million stadium in 5 years' time. I'm going with B, because as I said, I'm here for the long run, and I have to back myself and back the fans and back the club.
Okay, so where does that leave the club at the start of the new season? How much of the work will be completed, and how much upgrading will have been done?
All now, because we're not going to be able to go for the great big new double-storey building, which was the £3 million building that was going to come across here, and we're not going to be able to do the big disabled stand and all that sort of stuff. What we're doing, because we're now improving what we had, and we're ripping down old and putting in new, it doesn't need planning, because we're not putting nothing up that wasn't there before. It'll all be done by the time they come back in the season. Be done.
Talking about some other off-the-field matters, you said this week there's a documentary series being filmed about the club. What can you tell our listeners about that?
There's been five media companies interview me. Four of them, in the end, after coming to my home and meeting me and seeing what I was like as a character, they was offering me a series on me and my family and stuff and the lifestyle I live. They was asking me to go on Instagram and go on Facebook and go on this and really get my social following up and my... And I just said, this isn't about me or my ego. It's really not. So I had to refuse all them. And there were some really good offers. Some really good offers. But I'm not looking for fame. I'm looking to do what I say all along and get this club as one, as a family. So there's one company that came to me, a very reputable company, that has actually agreed to do it based on a football club like a Salford City. And I'm basically, I've shook their hand, I've signed a contract, and I'm waiting for the details, because then they're going to different stations for what fees they get, when they're going to air it. But we're certainly going for a series, not just a one-off documentary. So it'll be like a Salford thing where the fans are involved, they get their say, the players are involved. Obviously, I'll be involved as a manager, but not my personal life. And on top of that, so that is fantastic. Fantastic. On top of that, it looks like I'm going to get a column in The Sun online to start with, then maybe going into the paper every Sunday, very possibly going into paper every Sunday, where I write about Billericay Town and non-league football.
Wow.
So that'd be really good for the club as well. And Ball Street, that do Arsenal, are in charge of Arsenal TV and stuff, they're going to set us up a Billericay Fans TV. So I've really been working hard, and
yeah.
I'm keeping the pace up that we've kept the last 5 months, keeping that going.
Yeah, a lot happening, and it's focusing on the football as well.
It's all about football. I mean, I've had 4 or 5 very well-known individuals, some currently playing in the Championship, some that were ex-professionals, some ex-internationals, all over 30, 33, 34, asking for a couple of grand a week to come and play for us. And I've said no to all of them. It's not about that. Jamie O'Hara came here to play football. Paul Konchesky came here to play football. Mark Wright was my friend. And we haven't done the deal on the 20%. Because it's not in the interest of the football club. So this is about the football club and not the media. But obviously, if I can get media deals to suit the football club, I'm going to, because it's going to grow it. So the most important thing here is the club growing and standing on its own 2 feet, as I said. But the second most important thing is winning football matches. And to win that, I've gone and got myself players from the National League, very good individuals. I've not gone and got them. I'm meeting them next week. So I can't really approach people till Sunday, or they can't approach me. So there's players I've got in thought and in line, and there's players that have come to me already. But next week we'll sign all the players, and there'll be players that can win this league comfortably that are used to winning leagues 2 leagues up. Some serious signings are definitely going to be made next week.
We've now got season tickets on sale as well. How's the sale of those going? Has it been a good reaction? Seems to be a lot of people talking about it online.
Yeah, it's a good reaction. We've certainly sold more season tickets than we've ever sold before. But you know me, Paul. I'm never satisfied. I'm always pushing for more. So in my head, have we sold enough? No. So please, everybody, come and buy some season tickets. And it does save you money based on £11 entrance fee a game.
Very reasonably priced at the moment as well.
Paul, I still would have spent over £1 million on these facilities by the time people come back in 10 weeks. So it's stuff I've had to get, pay quick, get done quick. And as you've seen, you've been waiting for me for an hour and a half today. I'm here 8 hours a week, 8 hours a day, 3 days a week. All my time and money's going into this place. The season tickets have been put up £1. Is that financially the right thing to do? Definitely not. But again, it's not about me or my pocket, it's about the fans. So I think get the more numbers, they'll spend some money behind the bar. We're making 4 new bars all around the pitch so people can get their beers while they're watching the game. It'll be a bit easier. So it's very reasonably priced, absolutely.
You've got some great pre-season friendlies lined up as well against some good opposition.
I think they're all exciting because we've got teams above us, we've got teams below us. And then obviously we've got West Ham, the big one on Tuesday the 8th. So they're all testing games. We're going to have a squad of 19 to 20 players. The squad of 19 to 20, the bench that it will be incredible. So we need to look at all 19 to 20 because I don't actually know how we're going to pick our starting 11. You're going to have players on £800 a week sitting on the bench. It's madness. But... yeah, great, good tests, good games, and the boys, there's 19 to 20 lads, all very good players, all from higher levels, actually playing for their starting to be in the starting 11. They're really fighting for their lives. Jamie O'Hara, he looks like he might get a ban from the Leverhead game. Looks like he might get a 3 or 4 match ban. I said to Jamie, we win them first 4 matches, you're not starting. And he isn't, because it's about us and the results. So it's great to be at this club as a player, but it's also going to be very difficult and you've got to be spot on. And I've done that because I was fed up with the inconsistency last year. So if you're not consistent, I'm not waiting 3 games. You're off after 1. Not off, but off the pitch and on the bench. So, yeah, they're all fighting for their places. We've got replacements in every position on the park. 4-4-2, 4-3-3, 3-4-3. Any position and any formation we play, there are different players for every position. So it's a serious fight for your shirt.
Good bit of competition. That's what the club needs, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. Glenn, thanks very much for having a chat with us today. We're looking forward to seeing how the arena and the team take shape over the next few weeks. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Paul. Great to see you.
Phoenix FM.